Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Over the course of the season, we've heard profiles of some father-son relationships on this year's SU men's lacrosse team. From the Currys to the Seabolds, Syracuse lacrosse is a family affair. And that affair includes the final family in this trilogy, as WAER's J.D. Rocci brings you Like Father, Like Son, Part 3, with Tim and Connor Nelson.
I remember when we went up in 17-15 late in the game, and I felt like I could jump up and touch the moon. I had so much energy and enthusiasm, and just an unbelievable feeling, and to win the national championship without question. You know, besides my two kids being born, was the greatest day of my life for sure.
The 1983 national championship game was a wild one for SU lacrosse and star attack Tim Nelson. The Orange scored 8 goals in less than 9 minutes in the second half to come back and topple number one Johns Hopkins for the program's first national title in nearly 60 years.
Kessler coming with the ball, throws it far upfield into Brian Holman. That's it, the ball game's over. Syracuse is the new NCAA Division I champion.
Nelson finished that 83 title game with 2 goals and got his Syracuse career started with a bang. But that bang almost never came. Nelson was a sophomore on that year's team and had transferred from NC State in the offseason when the Wolfpack's program shut down.
You know, my father had just gotten transferred out to Bloomington, Indiana, so it was my mother and my younger brother, Tom, when he came, and we felt really comfortable with Coach Simmons Jr., and they invited me up for a visit, and that's how it happened pretty quickly.
The beginning came quickly, but the star power never really faded for Nelson. He still holds the program record for career assists and has the second most helpers in the history of college lacrosse.
You know, I was surrounded by a lot of great players. My forte was I was a passer, so we had a lot of great goal scorers on our team, and Coach Simmons let us play up and down the field, and we had a lot of transition going.
That stellar play eventually saw Nelson enshrined in the National Lacrosse Hall of Fame and put the bow on a fantastic career steeped in orange.
You know, it was, without question, the 3 best years of my life, and so much fun, so many great memories, so many lifelong friendships and relationships. So I owe a lot to my time those 3 years at Syracuse and playing for Syracuse lacrosse.
And now, more than 30 years after that first triumph in New Jersey, he's passing those good times on to one of those kids whose birth actually topped that day.
He was 4 years old, and we were celebrating our 20th anniversary of our championship team in 2003. And we went down the field at halftime. He came with me. He was 4 years old. And, as they do, they set up the balls in various spots around the goal for a little, contest at halftime. I'm down in the field, and I look over, and Connor runs away from me. We were standing in front of the Syracuse bench. He goes down to the other goal where the balls are all lined up, and he starts picking up the balls and starts throwing them into the goal right at halftime. At that point in time, I said, that's my son. I think I know what he's going to be up doing when he's 18 years old.
Tim's talking about his son, Connor, who has certainly grown up a bit since that day. He's now a freshman on this year's SU lacrosse team, and having a lacrosse legend as a dad certainly wore off on him.
He used to critique me, to the way that he wanted me to play because he thought that was my best chance of, being a good player. And I listened to everything he said. I didn't second guess it. I think it worked out for me a little bit.
And part of the reason that Tim pushed Connor to be his best was because his talent was apparent early on.
The first tournament we went to, it was a 3rd and 4th grade tournament. He was in 3rd grade. I think our team played like 3 mini games. I think we had 12 goals. I think Connor had 10 of the 12.
And like his dad, that quick start talent hasn't worn out for Connor, and it's not just on the lacrosse field.
New Hartford High School, he was captain of the basketball team and 2-year captain of the lacrosse team. Coaches loved him in high school because he was so smart. He always did the right thing with the ball. Connor's a good student, too, out of high school. He's in the Whitman School of Management. I think he's the whole package.
Because of those on-field and off-field smarts, the road to Syracuse was pretty clear for Connor. And it didn't hurt that he grew up just an hour away.
I came to a lot of games as a little kid. I'm from Utica, so it was an easy drive. So whenever we could, my dad would take me and my sister to come here and watch the games. And, I just remember watching so many great players come through this program and play. And and I just think it influenced me to want to play here.
And with that love for SU lacrosse, there was always one huge motivator to push Connor to the top.
Put the Syracuse uniform on. You know, we've always talked about this, thousands and thousands and thousands of lacrosse players that want to play at Syracuse. You know, it's an honor just to put the jersey on. So I think, you know, the first day that they got there, even their practice gear, he let me know how excited he was.
And of those thousands who want to, Connor, Brendan Curry, and Owen Siebold are a part of the select few that actually get to do it. And Nelson wants to build something special together, just like their dads did in the 80s.
Not too many kids who can say that they played with the same families that their dads played with. So I think it just kind of, you know, reiterates the tradition of Syracuse lacrosse and cool. And, you know, Owen and Brendan are great kids. And, you know, I think we're becoming pretty good friends.
And that tradition is once again in the hands of the Nelsons, Siebolds, and Currys. J.D. Rocci, WAER Sports.
While this year's SU men's lacrosse team has a rich history, like we just heard, it also has a lot of young talent. Don't believe me? Between juniors and seniors, this year's team has just 16 players. What that means is there are 17 freshmen on the roster. And as WAER's Anthony Mazzini tells us, while the young guys have been playing very well, there is one player who's not being talked about as much as he probably should be.
You know, you talk about all the young guys. We got Tucker, we got Curry, first line middies, both freshmen. We got Trimbo, who's a sophomore. You know, the young guys are just showing it that they work hard and they have the ability to play at such a high level.
One of the big storylines for Syracuse men's lacrosse this season has been how young the team is. Junior attackman Nate Solomon touches on that youth a little bit when he mentions the first line midfield of freshman Tucker Dordovic and Brendan Curry, as well as sophomore Jamie Trimboli. And give credit where credit's due, that unit deserves to be talked about.
In front, shot, and a goal. Upper left 90. Say hello to Tucker Dordovic, the freshman starter out of Portland, Oregon. Finds the top left corner.
Now up top for Trimboli. Trimboli from the near side, he scores! Jamie Trimboli on a soft bounce shot.
And here comes Syracuse, a chance in the fast break for the Orange. Shot, and a goal! SU on the scoreboard. The Orange finally respond. In transition, Brendan Curry.
In their five games together as a midfield unit, that trio has combined for 15 goals and 11 assists, and SU has a 3-2 record in those games. Not bad for two freshmen and a sophomore holding down the top midfield line. But there's another young guy putting up good numbers who is seemingly flying under the radar.
Well, you know, he was more of a role player last year. This year he's been given the start, and I think he's our leading scorer, you know, so it's he's stepped up.
Can you guess which player head coach John Desko is talking about? He leads the team in points with 31. He has scored the second most goals on the team. In the last game against Cornell, he had a four-point performance with one goal and three assists. And oh yeah, he's just a redshirt sophomore. Still don't know who it is? Okay, fine, I'll tell you. It's Steven Rafis.
Long offensive possession here for SU as Rafis bounces a shot from the near side. Steven Rafis, the redshirt sophomore, gets his second goal of the game, and he just made that one look too easy.
Rafis didn't start a single game all last season, but still produced 25 points. Despite being an underclassman, he has started all games on the attack this season, and he says that's been a big reason for his emergence in year two.
I think just getting more comfortable with the offense and the guys, and it's my second year, so just becoming more, just comfortable with where to be, what to do.
Rafis says being more relaxed on the field is probably his biggest improvement this year.
I think just being more confident with the ball and my stick and just being more sure of myself. I guess everyone works on a couple things in the offseason, so there are definitely just some skills here and there.
Rafis mostly talks about being better acclimated this year, but working on his individual skills like he mentions is also a big reason why he leads the team in points. One skill in particular is his stick handling, and fellow attackman Nate Solomon says Rafis is one of the best in the business.
I think his stick skills are probably some of the best that I've ever seen out of anyone in the country.
It's not just recently that Rafis has used his stick skills to be one of the best players on the field. At Shaker High School, Rafis set the career points record with 319, and Rafis' head coach Sean Hennessy says Rafis was always an extremely talented player.
When we first saw Steven Rafis, he had tremendous skills. His stick skills were off the charts, even at a young age. He could do things that, you know, we didn't see in our program. being done by anybody, whether it was a junior or a senior or anything.
Clearly, the stick skill practice has paid off, because now with more playing time, Rafis has had a chance to do things like this.
Trimboli, pass in front for Rafis, the behind-the-back shot. He wasn't even looking at the goal, and it skirts in along the ground. There have been a lot of goals to choose from in this first quarter, but Steven Rafis has had the two prettiest. Both the times he wasn't even looking at the crease.
Hennessy also says Rafis has very good instincts and a great feel for the game.
He sees plays develop before they develop, and he's got probably the best vision I've ever seen out of any player that I've ever coached or played with.
Everyone likes to score, and that vision usually leads to Rafis setting up his teammates. And it's no wonder why Solomon says that's his favorite part about playing with Rafis.
Probably just his ability to find you, you know? He's always in the right place at the right time.
As just a redshirt sophomore, Steven Rafis leads the 7th-ranked Syracuse Orange in total points, and both Solomon and Hennessy were expecting it.
I'm honestly not surprised even a little, you know? I saw this coming from the get-go.
No, I'm not surprised at all.
In a season of the young studs for Syracuse men's lacrosse, Steven Rafis is another youthful weapon at the disposal of head coach John Desco.
Steven's done a nice job for us so far this year.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe in iTunes. Just search for WAER Sports.